You're listening to Radio Rubber Room, live on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. This is Sean, and we're here today live with some musicians in the house. Do y'all want to tell us a little bit about yourselves? You're the photosynthesizers, right?
Yeah. What's up? My name is Mike Kometic. Is Photosynthesizers. No, the at the beginning.
Mike Kometic.
That's how I said it.
Yeah. Okay, Photosynthesizers.
Yeah. Mike, you play bass, man, right?
I do play bass in that span.
And I was watching some video of you guys playing, man. I always like to ask bass players, do they like it really up high or really, really down low? You like it kind of up high.
Yeah, I do like it up high. It actually keeps my arms from getting tired. Because the way that I play a lot of the time, it just makes it a little bit easier for me. So I'm not a low swinging rock star, but keep it high and tight.
Yeah. Do you like to pick with the bass or use a pick?
I use my fingers.
Okay, that's really cool.
I'm a finger bass.
Slapping
five string.
A little?
No, I don't do any slapping. I play a five string bass, but I use flat wound strings like most people use on a fretless bass.
Okay.
So it gives it a little bit deeper, warmer feel to it. So
that's
most
cool.
People don't
smooth
use
tone.
Flat wound. Yeah.
You ever messed with a stand up?
With a stand up? No, I actually kind of taught myself how to play bass and guitar. I play a lot of different instruments. So I kind of learned playing electric bass. I started playing guitar before that. But I played cello when I was in middle school also. So that's kind of a derivative of it. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But I've never actually played stand-up bass like with my fingers.
And we have another gentleman.
You know what
here?
They say about cello players, right?
No, I don't know.
What do they say?
They play sitting down with their legs spread wide.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
with big things in between them. So,
We got
so that's from some cheesy romantic guy. Yeah.
You read that out of movie. Funny papers.
Yeah.
It's from some movie with this hot chick in it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
It's like the best part of the movie.
Cello players rock, man. Yeah.
We got another gentleman here in the studio.
Yeah, my name is Barcodes, and I'm the lyricist poet for the band Photosynthesizers.
That's cool.
Now, you rap, man. You're an MC.
Something like that.
One dimension.
I'm a writer first.
Okay, of course.
And then I guess an MC second.
I rap too.
Oh yeah.
That's how I feel about it. I'm not really a musician. I'm a writer. So I like to write, and sometimes it just works out over a beat. So now, do you do a solo thing?
I got a solo project that I work on. But that's kind of like more of a side thing. Photosynthesizers is like
the main
project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do stuff with JPS, right?
Yeah. I've done a couple songs with JPS and Just Plain Ant. He produced it. You know what I mean? So I'm starting to work more with those guys.
Yeah, that's they've got a lot of really talented producers in the camp, like Obliv and Gordy Michaels, man. Mm-hmm. So I've actually Ant's made some beats for me, and we've done some really, really dope songs together.
Awesome.
But some of those other guys, man, I'd love to get beats from. So.
Oh yeah, especially Obliv. Obliv is
it's the man.
Yeah,
Brad O.
He's nasty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He did a whole CD with Nicholas
Lurie, right? Yeah.
What's it called? Gold? What's it called? Something?
It's gold something.
Something
I
gold.
Forgot, yeah.
Yellow gold.
Yeah, have you guys heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was yeah, we rocked in on a road trip, man. We were going up to Philly once, I think. I was rocking some joints out there. It's one track called Rise, I believe, with Radio B on it. So it's on some Oz. Fresh Richmond tip.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, it's dope. Shouts out to Nicholas F. and Oplev on that.
Yeah, Nick F's been holding it down for a minute.
Nick's the reason I failed Latin class in high school.
Oh, really? Why is that?
He was just rhyming all the time, and I was sitting right in front of him in class. Mm-hmm. I had, like, a hot girl next to me and in front of me, and then Nick behind me. There's no way I was passing that class.
That's a double triangle right there, man.
Yes.
So essentially, in Latin class, man, you were kind of like Nick's microphone. Phone, right? Because he's spitting right into the top.
You absorb it through osmosis.
You could put it like that.
Exactly.
All right, cool, man. Let's play a song. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to talk more with Photosynthesizer.
Get Off by the Black Girls.
Yeah. That's cool.
Thank you.
constant fear of having your nipples specked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecs of steel. Ding, ding!
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
New from Liquid Meat comes the Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. So you think liquid meat is the best thing to happen to you since aerosol cheese? Well, then you had better have a seat because you're in for a little treat. Tantalize and tickle your taste buds with the new Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. New from Spoofco Culinary Division.
It's easy and it's fun.
Simply pour one can of your favorite carbonated meat flavor into our patented liquid meat popsicle mold. Add used popsicle sticks, pencils, pens, toothpicks, wooden matches, steel cable, or kindling. And in no time, your whole family will be enjoying a delicious frozen meat treat.
Yay!
Don't be afraid to spice things up. The liquid meat popsicle kit also comes with its very own recipe guide.
I love the barbecue chicken skull. One can of liquid chicken and a squirt of bold and spicy barbecue sauce, and I'm enjoying a frozen backyard barbecue on a stick.
My kids hate leftovers, and we used to waste so much food after the holidays, but thanks to recipes like the Thanksgiving Sickle, my family can relive the holidays for weeks to come. I just pour in one can of liquid turkey, a dash of stuffing, mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of cranberry sauce, and gravy to taste, and before they know it, my family's having a holiday feast suck fest, and I just can't get enough of it.
Other favorite recipes include the double bacon ostrich burger, potted meat and veggies, chicken piccata, beef ravioli, and my personal favorite, boiled tripe with potatoes and gravy. The Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker is sure to keep you sucking on all your favorite liquid meat meals for years to come. Sticks not included.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Crush. Beneath the halogen, electric force, fluorescent, incandescent, infrared.
Don't ever leave me to be loved tonight.
frequency. Sing you a melody, baby.
That was Photosynthesizers, Crush, the Chell remix.
Now, I got to say something. That is quite an arrangement for a two-man band. which one of you was doing the alto?
Oh, that was me, man. I got all kinds of... I got like 9 octaves, like Mariah.
Yeah.
Y'all were playing 3 instruments at a time?
Yeah, well, that remix... is interesting. That I would almost call that remix an anomaly, because that is a remix that was done in the studio.
Okay.
We actually have 6 members in our group.
Yes.
So all of us do different things. That was done by a friend of ours, Chell. He's actually from Richmond. He lives in New York now. Does a lot of drum and bass remixes, released on a lot of different labels, played in the UK.
Was that a remix of y'all's bass and drum tracks?
What he did was some of it. He actually sampled some of our live instruments, but then he added in some other stuff as well on there. But
did he just go ahead and do this, or was he a friend that?
We kind of, for one of our projects that we're working on coming up, as a preliminary to our EP coming out, is that we're compiling some remixes of Crush, pretty much. So we sent it out to a whole bunch of different people. Sent one to Timbaland. I don't know if he's going to remix it or not. But, I sent it to Most Def also, man. Hopefully he'll be interested, but you never know.
Ambitious.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be ambitious.
You got to be.
Yeah. It could be that one tape that he's like, man, I gotta produce this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the MTV where they do like a day in the life of an artist, where it was a day in the life of Timbaland? They like followed him around with cameras.
I never saw that. I
feel like you're too old to watch MTV.
No, this was like years ago, man.
Okay.
This was
when they were still showing music video.
Yeah, I think it was just after they stopped. But I caught that one, and some girl had like snuck onto his property with a demo tape, and he was like, "This is what happens all the time. I get demo tapes, and it's the people who are creative and innovative are the ones that I always listen to."
Right,
so.
That's true,
no doubt.
So you guys should. I think he was in like Florida.
Oh, right.
At the time, you guys should get his address, man.
Well,
and, like,
that's funny because I'm actually from Virginia Beach, and I kind of grew up in the whole community with Pharrell and Kenna and all those cats. Not that they were my friends, but we all kind of grew up in the same way. And I always remember, or somebody took me by Timbaland's house. He was like, yeah, that's where Timbaland lives. Ooh. So, so that was like right when he was like, when he was working with Aaliyah and stuff, and even before he got like super huge when he was still doing stuff. But that's what it takes a lot of the time. And those are the things, you know, as long as you aren't crazy. Because I bet if that was a dude who did that to Timbaland, that dude would have been locked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gone under
he
the
ain't
jail,
even
so,
able
you know.
To get on that grass at all.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a big dude with him, and he had a really big dude with him, and the girl was kind of cute. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Always he wouldn't even made it past the dude wouldn't have made it past the gatekeeper to get to him. So he would have twisted his back out.
So Barcos, you were telling me earlier that you were most writing first. You write the music first. Do you have a beat that you want that you're like telling the band like do this little doodly doop or whatever? And they do it, or do you just say, hey, I got this, and I want y'all to kind of come in and give us some experimental.
Have you ever asked for that doodly doot specifically before?
not at all.
I researched y'all on Facebook, and y'all's genre is experimental live indie. So do y'all play like all kinds of cool stuff live? And then you're like, remember that jam you played last night? We got to make that into the next song.
well, it's sometimes it's like that. All of us have different influences. And the way we do music, you know, we have practice about every Tuesday. And it could be something as simple as a sample. It could be a bass line. It could be a drum. I mean, it's really no song has the same origin. All songs come from different places. Yeah. You know, we all play an active part about it. And it's rare that I have the lyrics first. You know what I mean? Like, actually, Sam and I are always playing catch up to these guys because they're producing so much music. You know, like, we're probably like 7 songs behind right now writing. And then our next project, next practice, it may bang out another 3 or 4. You know, so we'll be like almost an album. If you look at it, we're always an album behind. That's in writing, though. You know what I mean? So
yes, yeah. It's good to have stuff to draw from once it comes time to actually go into the studio and record a lot of stuff.
Do you ever listen to those songs and you are like, man, I didn't have words for that at first, but now I'm like really feeling this vibes from this jam. Like, y'all got a lot of influences. I enjoyed y'all's first song, Crush, here. That was a Chell remix.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's a little different.
It's definitely different from the original.
And you guys have a video online for Crush.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a really, really professional, high-quality video. I wouldn't attribute professional, high-quality stuff to you guys, but you see a lot of like really low-end or thrown-together stuff. It looks like you guys really went out of your way to make something that's up to par with the stuff that is getting played. You know, on like major stations.
That was a credit to the music, actually, because when we wrote the song, you know, we were just trying to do a love for the microphone, and actually Foresight Pictures, which is ran by Ala Wale, he's a videographer, and you know, he came to us. He was like, "You don't have a video yet for one of your songs?" And we was like, "No." He was like, "Man, that song Crush is dope. I want to shoot this song."
I watched that video. What was the director's name one more time?
His name is Ala Wale.
Okay. Yeah, and also shout out B Hot, Alan Watts, Smooth Dirty Watts, Productions. Yeah. he's kind of the one who coordinated a lot of it. Ola Wale found us through Reverb Nation, I think, was it? You heard one of our songs on there and actually reached out to us about doing a video for it. Mm-hmm. And then he was affiliated with, I've known Alan Watts, B Hot. He works with our Suburban District. Yeah, also, he's managed them for a while.
With Nicholas, too.
Yeah, he did 2 or 3 of Nicholas F's videos man. Okay. Like, it super, same type of thing, man, just super high quality, like, like it's super amazing stuff. So big up to Smooth Dirty and Alan for helping out and, you know, facilitating a lot of artists in Richmond to get the professional video presence that is kind of required in a lot of ways. Noah O also, he did it with Smooth Dirty, but
he did it with Monte.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another camp man that does a lot of really good work. And obviously Noah O is on all over MTV right now. So big up to him, that crew also, Charge Up Entertainment, all those cats.
Mm-hmm. So how old is that video? That's new?
No, that came out at the beginning of this year. It's not brand new.
Y'all been around for like 3 years now. I guess I read your biography online, and it said 2008 was when y'all started.
In various forms.
In various forms.
That's everybody.
Yeah, the band actually, it was like an MC producer, a guitarist at first. You know what I mean? It was just like me and the guitarist.
Shout out to Jay Bryant, man. Jay Bryant. Wade Perrier plays keys. Sam Hewlett, vocalist, she isn't here. And Dr. Data, drums, computer programming, stuff like that.
I like that. On Facebook, it says data program. I'm like, I don't know that instrument.
That's all. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. I meant to say that earlier when we were talking about the Chell.
It's futuristic.
But yeah, the music, I'll let you finish talking.
So we was an MC producer, you know, and we actually got together through Style Weekly publication in Richmond.
Which y'all were voted number one hip-hop band of 2010.
Did you guys use the personals to get together? Is that what you're saying?
We used the classifier to get together, and we started making music. And the funny thing about it, when me and Jay was making music together, it was a crash and burn. Everything that we produced at the time, we destroyed it.
Yeah.
it was just not working out. It wasn't until like a year later we went back at it, and we did a song called Comic. And when that's when we kind of knew, like, all right, well, we want the sound to be bigger. Let's start formulating this band together. And that's when we came up with the name Photosynthesizer. So, yeah.
That is one of the name. Longer band names that I've been working with on the show so far. But I did
this
Google
is only
y'all.
Like his fourth show. So,
so do you guys can you guys photosynthesize?
Yes,
are
we
guys
do.
Actually
all
plants?
The time. Yeah. Well, no, what that's we do cool. is we take light energy and we transform it into music.
Nice. Good answer. Good that's answer. Cool. Good answer.
Well, that's the whole, I won't even say the premise of it, but that's the premise is human beings, ironically enough, because particularly with higher levels of melanin, it's important to have certain level of sunlight in order to be able to function properly. I mean, with everybody has
you do everybody like
yeah,
they
you
say
do. Exactly.
They attribute like most of our illnesses, mm-hmm. Asthma one specifically, lack of vitamin D.
Yeah, you got to get that vitamin
sunlight.
D.
You got to think, dude. It hasn't been. I mean, we spent thousands and hundreds of thousands of years living in the sun, and now you know, like. 75% of our day we spend inside.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty crazy.
More for most people, especially with like video games and the internet, man. So,
The name kind of permeates into what we do a little bit. I just want to point out that next week, next Saturday, we're actually playing at the Johnny Z Festival, which is the R180 benefit. Yeah. That's actually the anniversary. That was the first Photosynthesizer show. Him and Jay Bryant. Was it 4 years ago, I guess?
Yeah, it was four.
Yeah, it was the very first Johnny Z Festival.
Festival was our first show. Yeah. And it was just like acoustic, kind of like a microphone and a guitar.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. There's videos on YouTube of that.
It's
you
got to
dig deep for that
one.
Yeah, go deep. I think Parker's trying to bury that one. Under the bus.
I'm gonna look for it and I'm gonna post it on our Facebook page. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna play a song from who is it, Derek?
This is the Silo Effect with Surfaces.
We'll be back with more Photosynthesizers.
Thank you. Zamzam, hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Laizel Geistul Sawaimada, Damilat Dukhmana, Afranan Wali Katle, Kadudaklaika.
Tired of the same old energy drinks? Some taking as long as 30 seconds to kick in? Sick of getting your wings clipped? Science shows that drinking fluids can be a major hazard to your health. New from Spoofco comes an alternative to energy drinks that's fast-working and effective. Pep powder is a fine white powder that is cut in lines and ingested through the nose. Pep powder is made from only the finest of natural ingredients that have been chemically processed with diesel fuel. Use Pep powder when going to sporting events, clubs, or normal day-to-day activities. Tired of falling asleep during important workplace safety meetings? Pep powder. It's like a smack to the face, a kick in the ovaries, and a surprise colonoscopy. Just listen to these testimonials.
I absolutely love Pep powder. I use it every day to get through my day. Can I have some? Please! I need some! Now!
I started using pep powder in the mornings to start my day, and then I started using it, you know, to get through halfway through the day, and then sometimes at night, and sometimes I stay up and do it all through the night, and I haven't really slept in weeks.
Users of pep powder show signs of itchy rashes and nosebleeds. Just remember, if your day is done and you want to ride on...
Pep powder!
I'm a normal jackass, and I endorse this product.
Are you a human male or female between the ages of 0 and 100? Do you require food to sustain yourself? Have you ever spun out of control while running after slipping on a piece of yellow rubbish someone disposed of on the ground? Does the thought of bananas terrify you, excite you, or neither? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then you likely suffer from a condition called banana disease.
Banana disease? What's that?
Not much is known about banana disease, but what is known is most likely everyone in the world suffers from its symptoms, and they will definitely die at some point in the near or distant future.
Banana disease sounds scary. What causes it?
It is scary. You see, although no evidence has ever been discovered that banana disease is real, we at Spoofco are convinced that one day, banana disease may or may not be responsible for wiping out the entire human race.
Well, hi, I'm Jim, and I think I am certain that I may or may not suffer from all or some of the symptoms of banana disease. I'm not sure, but I don't want to die from banana disease, because if it's real, it sounds painful. I feel, with the advances in modern science, that we should be able to come up with a preemptive solution for banana disease.
Since no one has ever done a study, there is no reputable information to argue against the existence of banana disease.
I'm Steve, and after I listened to Radio Rubber Room, I was a little concerned that I might have banana disease. So I went and saw my doctor. He called me a moron and told me that there's no such thing as banana disease, but I'm still worried that one day in the near or distant future, I might die.
One out of one medical practitioners that we surveyed agree that it's possible a doctor with the last name Banana might one day discover a disease. Don't let banana disease ruin your life. Educate yourself at naked-jester.com.
Banana disease, it may or may not kill you.
Hey, Dan, you see those two chicks over there?
They're smoking cigarettes.
Yes, I agree. Let's go in there and impress them with our Pokemon knowledge.
They're probably more into me playing an array of songs on my guitar for them all night.
Hold the line, gentlemen, for the sake of your members.
Does that dude over there have a cape on? Who wears a cape?
Nice muffin top.
Gentlemen, for the sakes of your penises, hold the line. I can sense a major rate of failure in you two. You fellas got blubber in your pecs like the low back fat of a Himalayan mountain walrus. I believe with my help, you scholars can be making breakfast for those fine fives at a 4% success rate. Dan, take this, the Hollister Cloak of Courage. It will increase your ability to look cool while talking to girls. Also, I bestow upon you these, the badass breath mints. Badass enough to cure badass breath.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
And for you, Derek, the Norelco Trimmer of Honor. It will make you 90% less fuzzy.
But fuzzy's my best asset, next to my gorgeous legs.
Dan, make sure to share the breath mints. Get in there now, and compliment their beauty in a most panty-moistening way.
I think this guy might know what he's talking about.
Hey, ladies. I like that necklace, and how I can't see the back of it because of your neck rolls.
Dan, there's still hope for you.
I am always down for a fatty.
Men, step back. Draw forth Sexcalibur. Ladies, I can see that your boisterousness in elbow cleavage only signifies a boisterousness in soul. And 2 fives equals a 10. I know a place near a mystical waterfall where the colors are vivid and the light, oh, the light.
Oh, sex alien.
Dude, he's riding off with those girls on a leopard.
From Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Take that!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
if it's yellow, let it mellow.
And,
I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment.
Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. On naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes. Out of thin air, telepathy.
frequently we vibrate on higher frequencies. Communicate through invisible auxiliaries. ESP, extrasensory perception. See, I know you're hearing me. Tell me telepathy. Frequently we vibrate on higher frequencies. Communicate through invisible auxiliaries. ESP, extrasensory perception. See, I know you're hearing me. Tell me telepathy.
Telepathy by the Photosynthesizers. You guys aren't telepathic, are you?
Yeah, we are.
You are?
Yeah,
what am I
among other things.
What am I about to ask you next?
We can't say it on the radio.
Yeah, no.
How do you know?
It is just Photosynthesizers.
So, yeah.
So that was a rough mix of that song, correct?
Yeah, yeah. That was just bare in the studio, instruments, nothing to it, you know.
It sounded good. And so that's going to be on your upcoming project, correct?
Correct, that is. Which is untitled right now, but...
Untitled, unfinished. Guys,
and that's your second EP. Your first one is Speakers in Black Holes. Yes. And are we hearing all songs off that right now?
Neither one of those specific songs on there. Crush, the original version of Crush is on Speakers in Black Holes of the first song.
Okay, and we
played.
Did hear the remix.
Right, and the video, the Crush, the video. That we have that's on the.
Do you guys have a release date kind of in the works? Do you have a goal to
well,
have it out by?
This kind of goes back to an issue that we have as a band. We are all, I won't say we're definitely not old, but we're older. Most of us have kids. Four of the six out of us have kids. So we are a little bit different from a lot of bands in the fact that we have quote-unquote adult responsibilities. We can't just jump on the road for like a month. People are like, oh, why don't you guys go on tour? Why haven't you been on tour? It's like, because we can't. It's very difficult to coordinate stuff like that. With that song, we actually entered a battle of the bands, for some free studio time in Norfolk and did really well in that. We won some free studio time with a place called Battleground Sound.
Oh, nice.
Big up to those guys. That's where that was recorded at. They brought us down to Ocean View in Norfolk, put us up at a spot, recorded us for 2 days totally for free. So we got the foundation of a couple of songs done, and we need to do one more session and go back in there and do that. But like I was saying, it's very difficult because all of us have family and work obligations, particularly with how this was done because we did it down in Norfolk. So we have to find the time to go back down there again and do it. And it's just very difficult trying to juggle a lot of stuff, particularly with so many members and then with all of us having lives in different bands as well.
Now, Sam, she's married to Freeze, right?
Correct.
He's an MC.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And he's got a studio. Do you guys ever record there?
We have not. I don't think they really have the full capability to be able to record a band.
Live, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's kind of a sign of the computer age to some extent is that people come up and they'll tell you they have a studio and be like, yeah, I got a studio, man. But not all studios have the capability to record a live band. You know, a lot of times it's kind of, they'll have Pro Tools and a board and, you know, some drum machines. And not any knock to that. I mean, that fits certain genres, but it's very difficult for, well, I won't say it's difficult, but we can't record in a lot of situations.
Even when live bands come on our show, we're moving stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine playing in here.
Have you guys have you guys been to the new Charged Up?
Yeah, the one down in Chicago. Yeah. Oh. Actually, part of the video was recorded there.
No.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, they got the old spot.
It's the spot on Broad Street.
Oh, wow. They, I didn't even know they moved.
Yeah, they've got separate. I think 2 months ago, maybe? Month?
Yeah, I didn't even know
maybe
that.
So. Yeah. It's something like that.
They've got separate rooms, man. Yeah, I know they have two studios.
Yeah, within the past couple of months, that may have been. I know the old place, they couldn't have done it because part of the video was recorded at the old place, I think. Crush, the scene with you and Freeze in there, that was at the studio. Right?
And we were really particular about our sound. I mean, like, often we get categorized just in hip hop, you know what I mean? We're not just a hip hop band.
Yeah.
But often, you know, when you have just a producer and an MC, you could produce work real fast. So a lot of people would be like, yo, how come y'all haven't finished your album yet? You know, or how come y'all ain't finished the song when y'all gonna release this? And I'm saying, like, okay, you get to, no, not to this, but you get to hit and program your drums. It takes us an hour just to mic drums.
Yeah.
And we're on the clock. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and so, like, we don't have, like, play.
How much studio time did you guys get?
It was, like,
25 hours, I think.
25, and that,
20, yeah. 25.
So you guys still have a little bit of that free time saved up.
We did three. We did three songs. We only brought one of them because the other two, like I said, all of them are rough, and the other two aren't suitable for public display.
Yeah. I mean, we still got a lot of work to do. It's like architecture. It's building. It's building. Yeah. You know, to get that sound. You know,
trying to avoid that Chinese drywall, man.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't realize, man. When you pay, and it's good to see it coming back around because for a while I watched like the whole home studio craze. People stopped going to studios, and now it seems like they've reemerged with this, you know, drive to have like the best quality sound quality they can with their stuff. But what people don't realize is that costs a fortune to do that. I mean, you guys as a band are going to end up spending somewhere between like $20,000 to $50,000 to get a tight album done.
It could
very easily run that high. I mean, particularly with as many instruments as we have, and just, you know, dealing with everything. And it also, like I said, just the timing issue. I mean, it's not like we can even find a week or two to go somewhere and record because, like I said, everybody has all this different stuff. So we have to be able to have money that covers our bills from people who aren't working and stuff like that.
Had that financial backing, or we had that sponsorship, we could knock out our album real quick.
I got an idea for you guys. Have you seen Kickstarter.com?
I've drawn out a whole detailed program for Kickstarter. There a couple of we have that. Like I said, I've already drawn it out, so I have it scaled down with all the prize packages and everything like that. There are a couple of different things. Really, we wanted to get these three songs done first because what we're going to do is we're going to use those three songs as lead up to the Kickstarter and kind of like I was saying earlier, we're going to be giving those songs away kind of like one at a time over like a 3-month period.
Cool.
Part of the remix project with all these people doing remixes for it, that's going to be one of the lower level benefits of the Kickstarter thing where people are going to be able to get all these exclusive remixes. We're going to put one out with some remixes that we're going to actually have at shows, and then we're going to have another exclusive one that's just going to be available through the Kickstarter campaign. So we got some other things, pressing up some green vinyl and stuff like that for some of the stuff for one of the higher tier things. So we got some good stuff going on with that, but kind of first things first. It's a
that is really cool about the green vinyl.
Yeah.
I collect vinyl. That could be my first green.
Yep.
Green vinyl. Exactly. I have a couple of different
vinyl
colors.
Yeah, I got some green vinyl.
I collect vinyls. I like to discover a lot of music. I always try to ask bands when they come on our show, what is your favorite band from the 70s? If you know, I throw a lot of records on, so I'm listening to the whole thing. What do y'all like to listen to? You know, it doesn't have to be from the 70s, but in general.
Well, no. What's your guys's? Because, I mean, there's a lot of really good records in the 70s. What's your favorite record from the 70s? Is there one?
That's kind of tough. I tell people all the time that by far, to me, the best period of music was 65 to 75. Mm-hmm. I think yeah, that just the change, the reflection of what was going on in society, and it was manifested in the music.
I totally agree with
that. The Trillions made a great point, and I had to agree with Chris. I think it was Chris from the Trillions said that the Curtis Mayfield Live record. Yeah, that's a great album, man. Yeah. That is a great album.
I mean, I wouldn't even be able to narrow it down to one, man. I mean, yeah. I have so many influences. I tell you. Wow. Yeah. I mean, Dark Side of the Moon is one of my favorite albums of all time.
That's a great album.
Yeah. A variety of James Brown's Black Caesar soundtrack from James Brown is probably my favorite soundtrack of all time.
Every time I'm listening to an album from that time period, I'm like, how am I going to take this off and listen to something else? And then I put something else on, I'm like, this is awesome. I can't believe I wasn't listening to this.
It's so warm and the frequencies are hitting your ear in a different way. I honestly think, man, the way we are recording and just how we're distributing music on these like digital waves is cool, but it's desensitizing the hearing a bit. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people can hear very well.
Do you think a lot of people like are in tune to that kind of thing now? Like I have a good idea of vinyl sounding better. Like I can hook up my iPod to the same system and be like, this is totally different sound. But you just feel like you're in the room. There's a lot of warmth. Do you feel like a lot of people are like remember that kind of thing? Like, how much is that coming back? Like, y'all are having a green vinyl come out to support that. I feel like.
Well, I think there are kind of two aspects to that. One, you always hear people say that vinyl just sounds better, which personally I think that is the case. But you have to realize we also grew up on vinyl, so there have been studies where younger kids, they're like, that doesn't sound better to me. Well, I like the way the CD sounds better because that's what they grew up on listening
to. Well, fresh vinyl sounds really good. They might be
but
listening
they can't
to
tell the difference. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm saying is that it doesn't even, that distinction doesn't even register to them almost. It just sounds like lower sound quality to them. They don't even understand that aesthetic of it.
Go for a run with your record player.
Yeah. I hate to bring this to the end, but we got to break for a song.
Please do.
And that's the end of the first hour. We'll be back with you guys. Photosynthesizer. More in the second hour.
All right, and this song actually, this is a band I met at All Good a couple weeks ago, and they're from Buffalo, New York. Usually we play Richmond music, but they'd actually, I told them I was from Richmond, and they were like, oh, Silo Effect, yeah. So I was, that was a really cool thing for them to be talking about some Richmond music. So I'm going to go play a little song from these guys. This is Aqueous with Phase 3. Cool.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Yeah, yeah, we are. We're back on the air, Radio Rubber Room. Yeah, what's up, fellas?
That's real. That's real talk. Real talk in the studio. Special Ed style.
Yeah, you guys were getting into it, man. What were y'all talking about?
Oh man. We were talking about. Right then we were talking about. Specifically we were talking about DJing.
Okay.
It kind of applies to the larger application of. The implementation of computers into not even just hip-hop culture, but music culture as far as the way that computers have made it easier. In this case, like I said, we were talking about DJing, and Maurice was somewhere, and this DJ he's been the past couple of weeks, he's played the exact same set.
And we're going to keep it anonymous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not here to make no enemies, man. Not really, maybe somewhere by accident, but that's by default.
Is there something wrong with that, man? I've been playing I got like the same songs in rotation since like 94.
Well, that's completely different, man.
Yeah.
This is a guy out DJing somewhere, definitely getting paid, I'm sure, with a crowd there, and you know, some people realize that week after week he's playing the exact same songs in the exact same order off of his CD that he released, his mix CD. So
yeah.
Pretty much he's finger syncing behind there on the turntable.
It's like wearing the same outfit to school every day. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, and that could work if you like, you know, uniform.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? Like,
or if you're kind of goes back to saying if you're a fly female, then you can get away with that for a certain amount of time before anybody starts saying anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, the females would say something, but the guys would be like, yeah, it's all right. Then after the third or fourth time, you're like, well. Maybe she takes a shower at least.
Yeah.
She just wears the same clothes.
Sometimes
all the time.
I wear the same outfit, but the day after, but it's because I didn't go home.
That was Simon's mom.
Yeah, all right.
Hey guys, I'm here.
Simon's
mom. But, Sia, you always look beautiful.
Now, do you guys? Now, Simon's mom is really well acclimated with the Richmond music scene, and she's actually talked a little bit about you guys on previous shows.
Oh, really?
I would have to assume based on her talk, you guys aren't familiar with her yet, right?
No, I've no.
Well, I'm familiar with you boys.
Oh, really?
She is.
I've been to a couple shows.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And that wasn't your bra that came up on the stage, was it?
Probably.
Snoop Dogg show.
I never wear a bra.
Did it have three cups? Did it have three cups?
Right.
In it? Yeah, that was probably.
No, but it had.
Simon's mom doesn't wear a bra.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
I'm from the 60s.
And oh, right. Do you? and do you know you also follow Mike around? He's a DJ as well. You've been to a couple of his.
I have.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't mind if a DJ plays the same set sometimes, just because usually I'm just in the right frame of mind where it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's usually what happens, and that's fine.
As long as I've got my glow sticks.
She ain't there. Hey, she ain't there for the music, okay?
Yeah,
she's
well, and that's exactly and that what we were talking
point.
About. Yeah, that's
point
exactly
that,
the point. And I was like, there was a time, I mean, I've been DJing for a long time. I've been DJing since I was 12, pretty much, like buying records. I used to do cookouts and stuff, and you know, was learning instruments along the way. There was a time where, as a DJ, you would go out to show and prove, man, to show your skills and to be able to manifest and not even maybe move a crowd, but then in some arenas it was about, you know, doing body tricks or whatever. But now there isn't so much. What I was telling him, I was like, you know, those DJs aren't there to impress anybody. They aren't there to impress me. They're there to be a quote-unquote DJ. And, you know, some of them are there in it for the money. They realize they can do this stuff and get paid to do it. But it's kind of with a lot of music in general, it's just kind of been debased. Well, a lot of things in society. Well,
I think
really
if you're not putting the work into it and you are just going out for the money, it's kind of a, I mean, a lot of DJ, I guess it's a difference where Some have skill, and some are just doing it for the money.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you? I mean, do you have to? My belief is, and I started rhyming like a long time ago, and for a long time, I had this like chip on my shoulder, and I was like, "It's all about the music. It's all about the music," and I never made any money doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it ended up costing me more money in the long run, and the people I was affiliated with, and most of the people I know, they're in the same boat. Not just with hip hop, but also with rock, mm-hmm. Any kind of music out there. It seems sure. like music. Musicians end up spending more money, and it's always the ones who are like, oh, it's not about the money, it's about the music, that always stay broke.
Yeah. So, well, that's the
yeah, well, what I was saying is this, man, you know, it has to be about the money. I understand the aspect of it, because if you want to sustain yourself in your career, something needs to be coming in, you know. But what I'm trying to say is about work ethic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. your worth is based on your worth ethics that you uh-huh. put into well, it.
So, like, integrity.
Yeah.
Like you have to retain, like, a certain amount of integrity.
Yeah, integrity to yourself or, you know, but just work.
Yeah.
Just practicing. Uh-huh. Sharpening your skill. If I came on a cipher every time and I did the same rhyme uh-huh. for my peers.
Uh-huh.
Every time.
Yeah.
Cats would be looking
where's
at
my kind of- worth? Work ethic.
Yeah. To build your craft.
Yeah, yeah, where is it? And I can't even become a stronger writer because I'm just retorting the same thing
yeah.
over and over again. So yeah. you need to challenge yourself. You
well, I mean? and my point is that a lot of people aren't going to, a lot of people aren't going to do that until they're confronted. And it's kind of like a lot of things in life, you know, people get away with what you let them get away with, you know, until uh-huh. somebody goes up there and be like, hey, dude, haven't you been playing the same stuff like every, and maybe they don't care. I don't yeah. know. Like I said, he's not there to impress. Maybe the lady who runs it, you know, maybe she's fine with him coming in there playing the same thing as long as he's not chasing people out of there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and that's how something that's going to happen sometimes is, as a DJ, you take risks. Real DJs take risks. You know, if you're trying to, whether it's breaking a new record or playing some stuff that people have never heard before, traditionally it's been about risks and putting good stuff out there. And you run the risk of flopping if you do that. I mean, I've played songs where people are going crazy and try something out new and clear the dance floor in an instant. More than a few times.
in my opinion, I mean, if you don't know anybody, if like you're not well connected, mm-hmm. And Richmond isn't one of those cities, it's about taking risks. If you want to be successful, right. if you want to retain a certain amount of integrity, if you want to make a name for yourself, or you know, change the scene that you're in, change the national or the global scene, man, you have to start off taking risks.
And in the end of the day, we are artists, and it's crazy to think that every time that you produce some work, that it's going to be pristine. Mm. You know what I mean? Being an artist is taking that risk. Like, okay, this song may flop.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But you put the work in. Yeah. It may take you,
you know what not
seven seven songs to get to one that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one, I mean, there are some that could just, everything is gold. But that's rare.
Yeah.
That's real rare, you know?
Yeah, and so, I think people aren't really, I won't say people aren't accustomed to taking risks. A lot of people do, but it's, a lot of time it's difficult for people to step outside of their box, man,
yeah.
and do different things. And that goes back to what you were saying about people's expectation of what they get from music now. I think a lot of younger kids now kind of expect to get music for free.
Yeah.
So that's an ongoing struggle as an artist, is debating whether or not you're going to give your music away for free or whether you're going
to
sell it.
And how to monetize that, man. If you dump a ton of money in it, man, you have to get paid on the back end, man.
It is.
We'll get back to that in a second. Simon's mom, she does the show picks for us. So do you have some for us?
Yeah, she does, and I would like her to run through them pretty quick, because she's sitting on my lap right now, and she's getting a little handsy.
That's so hot.
So, yeah, I've got some show picks. Tomorrow night, Sunday, at the Capitol Ale House Music Hall, a band from Nashville is coming down. Derek actually booked this show, so he's getting me. He's dragging me out and a bunch of his friends. But the Bastard Sons of Jefferson Davis are coming down from Nashville. And they're gonna be playing with local bands, the Dream Machine, good friends of the show, and the Good Birds. All right, and then Tuesday, this first band, I just picked this show because I really like the name, the Swellers. The Swellers are gonna be at the Camel along with Fake Problems and Day Trader.
If you want to ask Simon's mom about any of the show picks or a question to the band or any of the show hosts, you can get on our website, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com, and you can chat with us.
Go ahead and plug your dad's cafe.
If you want a hearty sandwich, you can go to the Canal Walk off Paxil Point, and you can have a hearty sandwich from Canal Cafe. Every day, there's a different special. It's open until about 3 on weekdays. Definitely get down there and try some sandwiches. My favorite's the Cuban.
You got to pay for that ad now.
Now, how many kinds of ham come in the Cuban?
The Cuban is one kind of ham and pickles.
Wednesday night, B-Sharp Duo. It's City Dogs. They were on the show last week. Those guys are cute. All right. And then Thursday, everybody knows how big of a Grateful Dead fan I am, mostly because I know all of them really well, intimately. We have Wake of the Flood doing some great Grateful Dead covers down at Emilio's. And Friday night at the Camel, we're going to have Murphy's Kids, Jack Move, and Capital 7.
So she just talked about some show places that we're going to have coming up. What's y'all's favorite place in Richmond to jam at? Do y'all have a preference? Like, oh, man, we get to go here and jam.
Where do you guys get treated the best? Like, where does it feel like home?
Ah, man.
The musicians.
I personally get treated good everywhere, I guess.
That's a couple places. The best place I like to play in for sound is the Canal Club. Canal Club, no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, definitely sound-wise, I would say. I definitely give a big shout-out to Rand at the Camel, man.
Yeah,
he's always supported us, and he's a very big supporter of a lot of music that people won't allow in other venues, or people that won't, styles of music that they, particularly hip-hop, that people think are going to cause some type of problems. I don't really know that Rand has had any problems with stuff like that because I think of his mentality. A lot of the time, people set the precedent, and it kind of sets a bad tone right off the bat.
I gotta say, I think, in my opinion, and I know Derek shares the same opinion, I feel like as far as venues go and business owners, I think Ran and the Camel are probably the most important part of the Richmond music scene.
They've done a lot for it in the last couple of years.
And people, anybody who listens to this in Richmond should do what they can to support the Camel, because if venues like that go out of business, then musicians like yourselves, like other musicians on this show, Derek as well, they're going to have to deal with a lot of venues. Some venues that do okay, but some venues take advantage of musicians, man.
Very much so. And I would say I wouldn't even say that we've had bad experiences with hardly any venues. Balasso has been cool with us. Baja, Belly Timber. I mean, we play like all those places. Alley Cats when they're open. That's about to open as a different place now. Yeah, Hat Factory is awesome. Nothing where we felt like we were getting taken advantage of or anything like that. I don't think we've ever had anything.
How long have y'all been around Richmond? Like, not just the band, but y'all lived here. Obviously, you have an accent, so you haven't lived here your whole life.
No, but my accent is... It's funny. Everybody said that, but it's mostly voice correction.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's it. That's all it's about.
He's from another planet.
What planet, man?
I'm from Richmond. The planet Mars.
Me too, man.
So y'all are from Richmond. That's cool.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm from Virginia Beach originally.
Okay.
That's where
Virginia.
I moved to Richmond in the 90s, and I used to play with a lot of different bands, recorded with like some old hardcore bands and stuff like that, like Four Walls Falling. I recorded with them. It's like an old 90s. Hardcore band, shout out to all those guys. Cool. Yeah, Infectious Organisms, which is a live hip hop.
They moved up to Philly, man. Did they ever come back?
No, actually, they moved to Philly and then promptly broke up. The band members in a group up there called East 100. Jean actually writes for the Black Eyed Peas and Chris Brown and stuff like that. He lives out there.
I bet it was a fight over cheesesteaks.
No, it's a fight over that evil green, man. That's the downfall of.
But we got to get to a song really quick. This group's going to be on the show next week. This is The Kindling Kind.
I'm a mess, such a liaison with Al-Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like...
Wanna burn something?
And...
Let's go peek in your neighbor's window.
And...
your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
You're listening to Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you follow us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, the year is 2009. We shot a star from the phallic skies into the earth thighs. Rise and shine, yeah. We are comet coming, got the other sponge running. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comet coming, got the other sponge running. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comet coming, got the other sponge running. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comet coming. From the zodiac and habitats, cuss of Aquarian water taps, Pisces, amphibians, swimming upstream and fetal positions against meridians, to the A's hatch in the ultrasound and embryonic sacs, no cervical incisions, anesthesia for the aphrodisiac, lactated birth from simile, mother's nature meeting with the creator, birthing the vega, push me abstract into a cosmic pitch black, now need a rocket boost in a space suit to go back, before I surfed on a comet from a fat lucky jack, beamed up from your ethers, ethers are the testicle climb. Time travel through vaginal star tracks, falling head first. Be stuck in reverse in the Venus fly trap, pulling the umbilical cord to my jetpack. Hit with greater impact, one underground walk I found. City made of all fours and whack. We are comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. to my neural connectors. Undergoing cellular molecular architecture. Developing satellites on our skin and see antennas. Five elements of my sensors. Six door in the reservoir central sector. Complex spinning vortex between the duplex of the retina. Holographic replicas bounce are secular. Other dreamscape mirrors flickering like film projectors. Remove the mucous membrane bandages. Eye movement rapid shutter speed palette on automatic focus. The apertures of my ocular cameras like polar magnets. Let my pupils dilate like pupils from Los Angeles. Egyptian hieroglyphics on the wall and aerosol. Making way DNA backspins of the lace in the arms. Who come on turning the time back on two black moths. Where I will listen to calm, move the crowd with his palm. We are calm and coming, got the other sponge money. Hit the AIDS of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs. We are calm and coming, got the other sponge money. Hit the AIDS of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs. We are calm and coming, got the other sponge money. Hit the AIDS of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs. We are calm and coming.
Came each time you call my name. Feels good at what you're doing, what you're doing. Feels good at what you're doing, what you're doing. I come like a comet came each time you call my name. Feels good at what you're doing, what you're doing. Feels good at what you're doing, what you're doing. I come like a comet came each time you call my name. Feels good at what you're doing, what you're doing. Feels good at what you're doing, what you're doing.
Hello.
That was Comet. Comet. Yeah. Not Comet. Comet. That was just Comet by the Photosynthesizers.
Just Photosynthesizers.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah. Do you guys know there's a Photosynthesizers from Ontario, Canada?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Yeah, they have like 34 friends. Do you think we should invade Canada and take your name back?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I already sent him some hate mail. So
yeah.
Did you really?
They've officially deactivated
the spiders.
Have you listened to them? Are they any good?
Actually, I believe they were kind of like a kids band.
Some sort.
Yeah, which we're a kids band too. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact, that song "Comet Coming" is actually about making kids.
Yeah, it's about working kids.
That's what I got.
Well, it's a metaphor for space and
making the baby.
I didn't get it. How did you get it?
You didn't understand that. I came like a comet.
I come like a comet.
Is it like a recipe?
Yeah, it is.
We'll let you guys talk. You guys can talk to him about it after the show.
So Photosynthesizers, I googled y'all are number one now on the Google search. How do you feel about that?
It feels good.
Great,
all kinds of stuff up there.
It's a chore to type in y'all's name. It's long. We mentioned that earlier. How do y'all feel about that?
I love it. You know, there's like debates
We're on each side of the debate, so I'm going to let you go first, and then I'm going to say what I have to say about it.
I like the name for what it implies and our philosophy behind it, which is, you know, turning light into sound
and that's really cool.
Digital, analog, we try to use all those things in our music making. So I feel like that name really sums it up.
Captures it, and
it's big. I also feel that it's very distinct.
Yeah.
So though it may be long, how can you forget it?
But how
are people going to buy our album if they can't spell it when they go online?
Starts out
really. Are we at that point? People can't spell really.
Well, I'm not gonna
want them to be your fans though.
This is my whole thing about it. I love the name. I love what it implies. But I think you have to make it easy for the consumer to consume your material.
Of course.
And that makes it more difficult for people to consume our material. Somebody will go online, okay, let me use this as a perfect example. We had this discussion 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
I told him, one, people spell the name on the regular wrong. Second, when we play live, people call us Photosynthesis for some reason.
Really?
They do it all the time. Yeah. People, even when they're talking to me, I'll tell them Photosynthesizers, and for some reason they
doesn't
say
that bug you, man?
Well, this is the thing. After that happened, you made that record cover, didn't you? That CD cover that you sent me that had Photosynthesizer spelled wrong on it?
No.
The one that looked like the bottom.
No, I didn't.
He didn't send it. He sent it to me. He didn't make it, though.
Yeah, I
see. But he sent it to me, and I don't even think he caught it on there because
we are intense right now.
Guys, please don't break up on our show.
No. But after we had that, a couple of days later, he sent me a CD cover that a guy was working on. He had our name spelled wrong. And I was like, yeah, the dude needs to at least spell our name wrong.
Is someone who knows how that feels, like, no one's ever spelled my name right, ever. Well, people will give me a message on Facebook and say, hey, Derek, and spell it wrong. I'm like, it's right in front of you.
You got so many more letters in your name than necessary.
I've seen that happen many times before. But as the second part of that story, when we went to Philly a couple of weeks ago to do a live video recording for this show this guy has, and, you know, guy's talking us up like he's doing this video recording, man. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, photosynthesis. And so he turned, and I'm sitting there staring at Maurice, waiting for him to turn around and make eye contact. Where I'm staring at him hard. I was like, I know he's going to turn. And I'm like, yeah, see? But, you know, it's challenging, man, because it's an original name.
Well, that is a really cool name in what it implies about the light turning into energy and sound and music. Do y'all like have an opinion of playing a concert during the daytime, like over nighttime?
Well, that's kind of some top secret info.
Yeah, we can.
We got something working in the bag.
Nice. Keep
it top secret.
It's along the same lines of that. Our friends at Style Weekly, man, they've supported us for a long time.
Definitely number one band.
Yeah, they're helping us out with this. It's gonna be. I tell you what, man, it's something that that I've met with them, and I've talked to other people about it in the biodiesel and natural element market, and they said there isn't really anything done like what we're planning on doing.
You're gonna start spilling the beans. I
love scoops.
I don't want to put it out there too soon because it's like still got it's down on paper, but it has to be put together. We're trying to do it this fall, but it's probably not going to work this fall before it starts
getting
cool.
Will you make us a promise?
What's up?
When you find out, when you can release the information, call into the show.
Yeah,
and
let
release
us know,
it on
man.
Our show. We want to okay. scoop.
Yeah. I definitely will, man. So yeah, we'll send it. I'm going to have you on one phone and WRR on the other line.
You can call us second. I'm cool with that. You're cool with that. Yeah, you can call us.
Well, you guys will probably get it on a little bit.
Speaking of WRR, you do a radio show on WRR.
Yeah, yeah, I do a radio show. Middle East Coast Mecca every Sunday night / Monday morning.
You said you like to play all kinds of music.
Yeah, I play all different types of stuff. Normally what I do, the way that I characterize it is that I listen to all different types of music. So
who doesn't?
I consider, we won't get into that. But I consider my mind kind of like a mansion of music. So I consider every show is opening up a room in my mind, and there's like music in there, a certain type of music. So I go through everything that's in that room for any different issues. So, I mean, I do reggae. I do like electronic music, like the faint LCD sound system. I do shows with stuff like that. I do pretty much any type of genre, down tempo, just kind of like slower shows. Yeah. Usually it's a reflection of what's happened to me during the week and what I feel like doing.
That's cool.
Then the second hour is always like some type of electronic music.
Do you ever just like to like
drum and bass
be like, I haven't heard this song in 10 years. I'm going to throw it on, see what it sounds like.
Yeah, as long as it fits with the concept of what I'm doing. I have to have some kind of focus.
Cohesiveness.
Because I have so much music
that
I'll just be all over the place otherwise. Yeah. So that's why I had to have to have a theme when I go in there. Otherwise, it'll just be so schizophrenic.
And I mean, I like a ton of different music, but it's hard for me to like. I like to listen to my songs with some sort of cohesiveness. Right. Like I like it to kind of like flow for me. Like I don't want to go from I like heavy metal, I like rock, I like old school music, I like new school.
Big Kenny
I like
G
some
fan.
Right. Big time. huge Kenny G fan. Kenny G, and it's kind of rough to roll from Kenny G into like Megadeth.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work, man.
That'd be cool. That'd be awesome.
Countdown
remix.
To Extinction, man. That'd be an jazz awesome remix.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all definitely got a lot of genres going on in your music, which is cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, like, do y'all, like, you're a multi-instrumentalist, right, Mike Maddox?
Right.
Do you ever, like, be like, man, I haven't played this instrument in a long time. Let's throw a track down into this song that's going to, like, it'll totally sometimes, like, a recorder can change the whole.
Yeah.
Do you ever break out a recorder on stage?
I have not ever broken out a recorder on stage. That's kind of more stuff that we do in the studio and that we plan on doing in the studio. It's a little I have things that I could do. Like, pretty much I just play bass in the band. I could bring out a keyboard and play bass lines on that, but A, I'm kind of too lazy to do that, and B, I'd have to bring it to practice all the time, practice with it and all this different stuff. So I'm pretty comfortable it actually makes it more challenging because you have to be a lot more creative with one instrument. It's kind of like if you see a drummer who has a huge drum kit, you actually have to be way more creative if you have a kick and a snare, just a kick and a snare, because you have to be able to vary it a lot more. I mean, that's not exclusively always true, but you have to be more creative with less a lot of the
time.
That's
a really good philosophy.
Don't have a lot of stuff.
You know, it'd be sick. I don't know if you guys have ever used like a harmonica on any of your tracks.
I actually
man.
Have one, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a B-flat harmonica. I need to bring it in sometime.
Yeah, you should bust it out on one of the tracks, man.
That would be
I have a theremin also, man, which
groups,
I run it through a Line 6 delay modeler, so I'll like make theremin loops.
That's like the radio waves machine.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually the only instrument ever created that you actually don't touch to play.
Yeah. That's so way cool. Crazy. It is very famous. One of my favorite albums right now is like a Beach Boys album. And they played a lot. Good Vibrations is one of the first songs where they were like, let's push the limit on instruments in this song. And there's like horse hooves in that song.
Yeah, Brian Wilson was.
Yeah, he was out there, man.
Yeah,
he
totally.
Was still, a lot of stuff, man.
He's genius.
And even with like, a lot of people think of Good Vibrations as like this typical sound, man. A lot of their earlier stuff was like, I mean, it was like almost like Beatles type stuff, man, just because it was like so kind of out there crazily arranged.
Like, they are from America, and I always like, you know, the British Invasion is awesome. Like, I love Led Zeppelin and bands like that. But even like, I like to discover, like, whenever I'm finding out from bands from America, you know, Pride, I'm like, it's good to know. And that album that Good Vibrations is on, when you listen to the whole album, it's so different and awesome. Mm-hmm. It's called Smiley Smile, and it'll change Good Vibrations for you when you.
Cool. Well, I hate to do this, man, but we got to go to a song, and we'll be back with more Photosynthesizers.
No Dice, Bicycle Girl, Part 1.
We can live in the city where it's nice. You will see that I'm not some guy, 'cause I can be your one and only. Every day you work in this shop, it's down the corner at the end of my block. If I pass by, you flash a smile, take your break early and stay for a while.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Shalom. I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzah bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Welcome back to Radio
Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Synthesizers. What's up, guys?
Yeah. What's up?
The first chance I had to catch you guys, actually, unfortunately, the only one up to this point in time, which will change at some point, I'm hoping, but it was when you guys opened up for Flow, you and Proverbio opened up for Flowbots at Canal Club.
Yeah, definitely.
And we were talking about Canal Club a little earlier in the sound quality they do have. Mm-hmm. That was a great sounding show.
Yeah, definitely.
What did you guys think of the Flowbots?
I'm going to say this.
You didn't like them?
Yeah, I did, actually. Before, I had only heard that one song.
Yeah, me too. And they were sick.
No Handlebars.
No Handlebars.
That was a cool song, but they're
got on my nerves.
And I was man, I'm not really feeling the song.
But they were sick.
But they were awesome, man.
And you guys fit well with them, too.
Did you guys get to, meet them?
Yeah, we hung out with them. Yeah, they
really like our stuff too.
Yeah, we talked to them for a little while afterwards. Also, big shout out to Proverbial. Also, man, those dudes are absolutely amazing, man. They're actually in that same Battle of the Bands that we were in Norfolk, man. And we both got some free studio time out of it. So
cool.
So,
now, what about Snoop Dogg? Did you get to meet Snoop Dogg?
The first time. The first time there's actually a YouTube clip where Samson, the vocalist, she's actually like singing with Snoop and
killing him, man.
And he so dope that he asked her to do it again. Just do it again.
That's great.
And then we had to rush him out of the room before you tried to steal her and take her on tour.
Good for y'all. That was the national, right?
Yeah, that was the first shit time we played with Snoop last year, and then we played with him again this year.
Okay.
Now, you guys, I hear a lot of stuff about your guys' shows. I've heard it from tons of people, and everybody talks about the live vibe. And Proverbial, I haven't had the privilege of seeing you guys live yet. But like Proverbial, their music on their CD does not do their live show justice. It's a really good CD, but their live show is sick. Yeah. And from what the perspective I get from other people, you guys are in the same boat.
Yeah, very much so. If you listen to our first EP, EP was kind of rushed to some extent. We were trying to get it done so we could have a product, and that's something very difficult to try and capture. And that's something that we're focused on and trying to capture with these new set of recordings that we're doing.
Even y'all's genre says it, where it's an experimental.
Right.
And live. Right. Like a lot of bands won't throw live into their genre because it is all about the studio and the mix down. But if y'all can come up with like stronger stuff live, that's a much better asset.
Now, are you guys isolating everything in the studio, and are you guys overdubbing most of the stuff, or have you recorded stuff where you get into a live environment and drop your stuff?
We haven't actually recorded it all together yet. You know what I mean?
Really?
Most of the time we layer.
You got to have a pretty big, nice, well-equipped studio to do that, which we haven't really come into contact with.
Yeah. I heard RVA Studio Studios right on Broad Street. Mm-hmm. It's actually a stage area, and they only do live recordings. Somebody we had on recently, they produced a really good album out of there.
Oh, really?
I
never heard of it. Yeah, RVA Magazine, they did a video shoot for us. They actually did a sequence where they recorded a couple of different artists, like a live song, and that was actually the first video that we had done. So shout out to them for that. That was for a song called Standing O. And that ended up being really well. That was actually a really, really good recording considering that it was done live. I still listen to it now, and it's still pretty tight. I mean, obviously it sounds live, it doesn't sound like it was done in the studio, but it's a good quality video and good recording
now,
as well.
During the last break, Barcodes, you were doing a little freestyling here for us. Do you want to do a little sample now live for the listeners?
If I had a beat, that'd be perfect.
I do an acapella, it doesn't matter.
Cool.
Just
yeah,
a
go
dose.
Ahead.
Don't
yeah,
hurt them.
Yo, no doubt. Yo, this is for my RVA cats and my nerd cats in Richmond, Virginia, yo. All right, look. We nitwit, sick with supersonic electronics, neurotic for MPCs and SP symphonic robotics, my in cartridge tattoo, ear cartilage, keloid keyboard with phonics, beat the hypnotics to an omelet like Freud, the reason and logic, my English teacher profession, reading correction, conservating my ball phrases like scar faces cause my expression, weapons through metal inspections, overthrow detention sessions, and picture the page like Cosby, these rhymes align, so draw the connection, in this boondocks, buffoonery boom. Box guy tutor like Magruder with humor to get baboons to watch. Charcoal on the auction block, toys sold like cotton crops. Minstrel shows from the idiot box like minstrel flow from a period crotch. Kids in the hall, Papa Ollie and Holly Cherry in the bathroom stalls. Like Holly Berry and Monster Ball, and that's a monster with balls. We fighter jets, fire index, hyper tester protocols. Cyber sets the study halls, H1N1 firewalls. Barcodes, photosynthesizers.
Word.
All right, your turn, Sean.
Yeah,
let me get it a little.
The cow jump.
Hey, you are
it ran.
You're the first person who's spit a freestyle on the show, man.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah, that was really cool. I feel like I learned a lot. There's so much like educational value of that also. Like
the speaking of learning, Sean actually learned something today. I got to call you out, and you know, I can't. You know, I definitely don't know everything about music, but Sean was listening to I think it was Crush, one of the songs online. And he was like, they really remind me of somebody. And I was like, no offense, guys. But I was like,
we've
who, The Roots?
Yeah, we
Who, The Roots?
Whatever you're going to say, we've heard it. Yeah. I think you like Violent you know, Groups, too. Yeah.
What was your response?
Who's that?
Who are The Roots? Can you believe Sean has never heard of The Roots?
Are they in the 70s?
I don't feel like you need to say no offense to that. I feel like that's a compliment in itself. Anyway.
It's definitely a compliment.
Yeah. We hear between that, the Fugees, and on the rare occasion, the Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. Not that our music sounds like them, but that our presentation is kind of similar to theirs as far as having a high energy show and not being, you know, just your standard presentation of a
Do y'all ever
sound.
Hear Gnarls
I'd much rather see you guys do the Gnarls Super Bowl show. Yeah.
And we're known for, like, our live shows. I mean, when you come, we're still trying to get that live on record.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. That's our challenge. But if you ever come to a photosynthesizer show, you're going to get, like, nonstop energy.
Yeah, we try to kick a hole in the ceiling.
We try
to,
definitely, man.
Have you guys, did you guys get any live cuts recorded at the National?
We did.
You
did?
We haven't picked them up, to be honest.
Well, we did. We did one. Well, there were two different times that we recorded because we played there twice with Snoop. Then we headlined there once, and then I think we played once or twice, two other times between that. We got the recording from the show that we headlined, but because there were less than 1,000 people in the room, I won't tell you how many people there were there. Yeah. It didn't sound as good as it does when there are 1,000 people.
The
in
acoustics,
the room,
man.
Yeah, it was just a few less than
1,000 people. Sounds like infinity to me.
Yeah, well, it is. That's about what it was sold out for the Snoop show. So
a lot of people are like, do you all notice a lot of people at the stage dancing, like? You're like, man, these people are getting into this music, like, gives y'all's vibes.
When we play often, I really feel, for a person who never heard us,
it's
shell shock. You know what I mean? It's shell shock. Because really, we're a name like for the synthesizer, you really don't know what to expect. And then, like, we, you know.
It's kind of a kids band or,
Exactly. We're like really, I mean, for the most part, we're really calm. We're like these, you know. Grown nerds, you know, that's relax. Cool. And so when we get on the stage, that's when we really get to be like the leaders of the school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we, and we kind of considered, we made the analogy kind of like Voltron.
Yeah.
Where we kind of all have our separate lives and then we come on stage and it's the presentation.
We actually call it Voltron.
Yeah, Voltron.
Oh, that's cool.
Voltron.
Yeah, exactly. So look for that action figure next Christmas.
No doubt.
Buy it for your seeds.
That's sick, dude.
Kung Fu Grip. Microphone style.
So are they all individually? Are you guys all cats or?
Like Mike and Jay, they the arms, you know, and because they play the axe, you know what I mean? They play the guitar, you know, so they the arms, and Sam it would be the head. I guess I'll be the torso, you know what I mean? And Data would be the legs.
Yeah. I like that. So Sam's the responsible, smart one, right? Is she kind of like
females run the world,
females run the world.
It's kind of the goddess figure rather than having some dude up
and
there.
It's like and the MC's the heart, girl. Man. I like that. Yeah, MC's
and
the heart.
She's the minority in our group. You know what I mean? So she's the only girl.
Well, that's another thing about our group, man, is that I've heard people say that we're kind of like the United Nations of Richmond because we have, Dr. Data, he's Asian. Maurice and I are brothers, man. Sam's a female. And then Wade and Josh, you know, they're average white cats, man, you know, doing their thing, representing, so we all come together and represent all these different aspects. And I think that's kind of one thing about Richmond in general, man, is that there's so many different effects and so many different music types and stuff like that.
Why are the Latinos or Latinas?
We're looking.
You need Latino females out there playing
Latino
piano.
Females playing females piano, that keyboards. Play keys, synthesizers.
Because Wade's a principal at school, so he's got a variety of different other obligations. So we're kind of
looking for a female.
I am of mixed ethnicity, and I can tell you, I am a master of the single keyboard. I can hold down a B note.
Because
you wouldn't believe.
You seem like a skin flute guy.
Mixed ethnicity.
What do you mean?
Because you're Italian?
I'm Italian.
How's that mixed ethnicity? You are white, dude.
You guys are white. Get out of here.
I'm more Italian than you, man.
I got a lot of Plymouth Rock visitors going
on. Well, see, this is the thing, man. I was talking to somebody about this the other day, man, about America in general. America's a landmass, dude. Uh-huh. And it has people from different places. So, yeah, you can be American, but everybody underneath has something culturally. Unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, African-Americans or whatever, they don't have the connection to that. Uh-huh. But everybody has an underlying foundation, and America is kind of like a place where all these people have come.
Yeah.
You know, there used to be an analogy of America being a melting pot, or even Richmond being a melting pot, but it's more like a stew where uh-huh. the broth is America. But you yeah. have all these individual pieces within there that make up the whole part of it where you're not melting people in the culture. People need to be able to keep their individual identity yeah. as to whatever they relate to. But at the same time, you're still an American and you're still in America. So there are certain things that go with that as well. So, but I think everybody, whether it's musical events or anything like that, it should always represent the individuals that make up whether it's
so Sean, you are Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, Parmesan American.
Do you guys see that kind of a reflection of y'all's melting pot of a band in your audience?
Yeah, most definitely.
You know,
and also with the age group too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's crazy. I feel. How would you say this? What was the oldest person you saying that at our show?
Oh, I've seen some pretty old people.
Yeah. It might have been me, but I'm not sure.
People that have, as far as people, someone has come up to me and said that they've liked up. I mean, they've been like 60-year-old men, you know, come up to. I mean, we play a Johnny Z Festival every year, and every time that I play, the two times that I played, kids are always out there dancing, you know, and our content is. It's not watered down with profanity, which is eventually what happens a lot of the time because people think that profane words are powerful, but they're not. They're actually nothing because they take the place of real words. So when you exclaim something, it's not being specific. It's just this general term
it's emphasis.
So, it's like, more challenging to find other words rather than just cursing.
Of course.
It's more difficult.
They're more feeling, and of course, other words that are more direct towards a feeling.
The point. Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys, well, I've had a great time, man. This is the end of the 2 hours. Photosynthesizers. Check you guys out on Facebook. You also have a website.
It's photosynthesizers.org. You can find us on Reverb Nation. Check us out on Twitter.
Yeah. You know, and once you hit the page, bookmark it so you don't have to type it in again. Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'll do that tonight,
man.
All right, fellas, thanks for hanging out with us. And,
well, thank you guys so much, man.
Thank you so
much. Keep doing good stuff for the music community, man. You guys are holding it down.
No doubt.
Thank you.
We'd love to have y'all back. You know, you got an EP coming out.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we'll definitely be back by next week. We got that event.
Hopefully, we can try to plan a live show.
Yeah. All right. So, what's this song, Derek?
This last song here, our guest last week. This is "Enfuego" by the B Sharp Duo.
And we are out.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.